Oh, final twist of the knife before we get out of here.
Oh, no. Are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
Avengers made more in one night than the Justice League in its entire run.
Dude, its worldwide opening weekend beat Justice League's worldwide gross. That's so bad. By a decent margin. Yeah. That's brutal, man. Dude, imagine how shitty that has to feel at Warner Brothers right now, dude. And they're probably looking at, like, the Aquaman footage and, like, hair isn't working in the water CGI. And they're just looking at it like, well, shit, we're fucked. And they're getting ready to, like, trot out the trailer that was supposed to come out, like, 6 months ago. They're getting ready to drop it, and people are like, honestly, I'd rather see Ant-Man 2 than Aquaman. And they're just like, are you sure? And they're like, I'm very sure. Those poor guys.
Like, they're still trying to make it look like he isn't holding his breath the whole
James
time.
James Wan is saying that the CGI isn't ready, like, for the fifth time. And it's just like, the trailer's never going to come out. It's going to be like a stealth release. Gonna be like that Tulip movie with Alicia Vikander where they hold it back for 40 years because it's so bad. They're gonna release like a Black Adam franchise sequel before like The Flash comes out.
Oh my gosh, darn.
They're gonna have a Gotham Sirens 3 before they make Superman 3. Superman 2. Because they're just so ashamed of what they've done. I bet Warner Brothers is just so depressing right now. Like, they're everybody's walking around with their head down and, like...
Oh, my God.
Ben Affleck is just lost on the lot somewhere looking sad.
Oh, my God. This is the hardest laugh to... hardest laugh to me. Oh my gosh, because, like, you know, and like they had to negotiate Patty Jenkins like 60% more money this time. And, like, it's like, we don't have the money to give you, Patty.
Can't you take a hometown discount?
Please, just for
dude, at this point, I'm convinced that the Aquaman movie doesn't exist. Like, I just don't think it's real. Like, we've seen Venom trailers before we've seen anything about Aquaman.
Venom was announced and we got a trailer and the
Venom was announced had an entire production and put out 2 trailers in the time we've been waiting for an Aquaman trailer.
And the other thing is their Joker cinematic universe is so cringy.
Oh my God,
it's the freaking worst. And then I mean, and of like we've seen that picture of like they have literally 21 different movie screen at the same time, and then sure, let's give Spielberg the 22nd one for no freaking reason. It's gonna be fine.
Like, some poor lower level DC executive right now is running a focus group on Aquaman footage and just wants to die. Like,
we haven't seen a frame of it, dude.
No, dude. I don't think it's real.
I need to see Amber Heard.
I'm convinced that they've leaked fake set photos, and they've just been saying that CGI is what's holding it back, when they, in reality, like, Jason Momoa is just wandering around in the desert somewhere, and, like, it's just not a real movie.
Like, and it's like, almost a joke, like, we're gonna get Suicide Squad 2 before we get any of this junk. We're gonna get Joker 3 like by
dude, we're getting Shazam before a movie on The Flash.
We're getting Black Adam before Shazam or something.
Shazam is actually just a backdoor for Black Adam.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh my God.
And like Zachary Levi looks unexpectedly great.
Yeah.
In the one set picture I saw, but like, it's not who you had in mind.
No, dude. I wanted John Cena, bro.
Yeah, we all did, yeah. John Cena, movie star, by the way, if anyone saw Blockers.
Go see Blockers.
Dude, he kills it in Blockers. Stand down. Oh, Oh my gosh, Dario, that's so funny. Wait, I just blacked out for like 30 seconds.
Again, for the third time, I'm not convinced Aquaman is a real movie. I'm just going to put that out there. Until I see the game tape, I don't think it's real.
Oh, oh my gosh. Wait. Oh, and no, Teen Titans Go is going to beat all these dudes in the theater.
Jesus Christ. Don't worry, man. That Nightwing movie is really going to save them in 2019 when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. And we just paid Joss Whedon $80 million up front to write a Batgirl script, and then he just quit.
Do you remember when they said that the Nightwing script was nearing completion in, like, February 2017 or something?
No, they didn't. They didn't say that. Nearing completion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, the Cyborg movie. The Green Lantern movie. Oh, my God,
dude. Green Lantern Corps 2020. For sure, bro. Catch me at the theater. Let's go.
Oh, I'm just looking at the Wikipedia of like all their films now. Guillermo del Toro's Justice League Dark. Not a freaking chance.
That's the Shape of Water sequel.
It's a backdoor Shape of Water thing. I'm laughing so hard. Oh yeah, just the whole like I'm all for female super villain whatever freaking thing.
Oh my god.
Like they're green lighting the wrong movies, dude. Like, oh, the Deadshot spinoff. Yeah.
Sure. Dude,
really good stuff.
Because he was in one really after credit scene. So that's apparently all you need to get a movie on your own. So that's cool.
Wait. I didn't even. I'm happily. My life has been better since I stopped following these trades. But apparently last year, Deathstroke.
Yep.
The one up. They're getting a film.
Yep.
By Gareth Edwards?
Yep.
Oh. The freaking piece of resistance is Ava DuVernay's freaking Who Cares?
Oh my god, dude. No one wants these movies.
No one wants these movies. Like, because they're like, oh, we tried with the top three, and we got a 1 out of 4 success rate on that. So
dude, I bet there is no bigger DCEU fan than Kevin Feige. Like, he's probably just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
No, yeah, I remember, like, when Wonder Woman did well and, like, the typical classy, like, you know, congratulations tweets from the other studio heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. First of all, I haven't seen any of that this weekend. Because they're all in their bunker. But like, you know that he was, like, he was not worried, basically.
Yeah. It's like, that was cute.
Hey, yeah.
Dude, $800 million or whatever it made.
Like, and yeah, good job in spite of yourself. Yeah. Fully in spite of yourself. You succeeded because you didn't pay enough attention to the set on this one. Because, like, you let them be creative, you know, whatever. Yeah. Oh my gosh, darn it. It's so funny, dude. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Just that they so brazenly tried to copy without any of the worth behind it, you know.
Dude, they didn't even have any, like, cool panorama, like, pan around one take shots with the Justice League. They just had them sitting on that weird ledge staring out at like the disaster zone they created.
Yeah, and flashback to episode 1 of this podcast when I tried my best to be like, that was a cool shot, man. That was really yeah. And they were like all, you know, oh gosh darn it.
All this is to say I like the DC characters more. I will see you at the fake Aquaman premiere later this year.